We saw Malcolm Mitchell get back to practicing the other day. How impressed maybe have you been by what he's done to this point to put himself in position to be able to at least go on the practice schedule, I guess?
Yeah, it's been a long road. We'll see how it goes. It's been a long time since he's played football. But good to see him back out there. So we'll see how it progresses.
Is it difficult to get a sense for what somebody like that who's been away for a little while can do in practices this time of year? I don't know if the intensity is at all different than it would be like, say, in training camp. But
yeah, definitely different than camp. Yeah, I think that's another – it's a little more of a question mark. Mm-hmm. Just the amount of time is – months, so it's a lot of time to make up in one or two practices.
Procedurally, is that one that if you were going to do it, it had to be this week, or could that have carried into postseason on the designated to return?
Well, we did it based on when the player's ready.
When he's ready. Okay. I didn't know if that ends, you know, at the regular season, for playoff teams, if you could have still had a second.
Yeah, well, I mean, that really is not a factor. If he's not ready, then it's not ready. If he's ready, then we don't really have any other moves to make. So,
but what has Brandon Bolden been able to give you guys over the years in situations where he's had to carry the ball, catch the ball in the backfield?
Hey, Brandon's always been productive for us. Both as a runner and a receiver. He's smart, understands all the plays, first down, second down, third down, and obviously fourth down. So he's been a good four down player for us, very dependable, durable, athletic, good size.
Coach, how is the cold changing your plans at all for Sunday's game, if at all?
We'll see what we get. I'm not going to base too much on what it is 2 days before the game. I've been down that road before. Weather changes pretty quickly around here. Even what we forecast for the day of the game on the day of the game isn't always what we get. So we'll see what we get and we'll deal with it.
And two practices with James Harrison. I'm just wondering your first impressions of him being in the building.
Yeah, he's worked hard. Had a lot of information to process, but he's working at it. Just keep stringing it together here and see how it goes.
I think you mentioned this a little bit with relation to Dedrick Wise, but for any young player, what are some of the nuances of preparing for an opponent the second time around that they have to pick up on if they haven't done that in college?
Well, I think learning from what happened in the first matchup, things that, you know, if I'm a player, things that I had trouble with that they would try to do against me, and things that worked well for me that either I might want to try to do more of or have a counter or a compliment to go with those, thinking that they might try to take that away, then what would my adjustment to that be? So it's definitely different. All the college players talk about that. That you don't see the guy until the following year, and you know, but this is different where you see him within a few weeks, or in this case a couple of months, but still it's the same season, and it's that rematch of the matchup. Now, there's always things that are different, which there are this year on their offensive line. There's some moving parts there that are different from what it was in our first game. We have some differences, so it's not the same, but it's there's certainly carryover.
Tony Romo said on the broadcast after Nick Solder used the warm-ups that you don't like having a player use up energy if he's dealing with an illness. Does the same thought process kind of apply in practice during a week that a guy might be able to practice with an illness, but you don't want him to expend that energy?
We always want to do what's best for the player and what's best for the team. not really sure what Tony was referring to or wasn't referring to. So I guess you'd have to ask him about what I said, but I really don't think I would have ever put it that way. So we'll do what we think's best.
Bill, is there any part of you that processes there is some element of strangeness in seeing a guy like James Harrison, who for so long was in a rival uniform, is on your field in your uniform? I mean, I know it's the nature of the NFL, but is there any part of you that processes that's a little strange?
This is the National Football League.
Meaning national could be anywhere, any place, any...
Look at any team. I mean, this is the National Football League. Players, team, change teams. We have David Harris. I mean, like, we think like this is some kind of unprecedented event. That's just not what it is. We face somebody that's been on our team every week that's on their team. We have somebody on our team that was with another team that we play against. That's the way it is every week. It's the National Football League. I mean, we're not talking about college now where players don't change teams. This is professional football. Like that every year, it's like that every week, it's like that on every team. So I don't see it as some big historical event.
Bill, I know James Devlin meets often with the tight ends. Does he meet with running backs? And if a situation popped up, would he be able to? I know he obviously has carried football before, but would he be able to take on a more traditional running back kind of role?
First of all, we meet together a lot as groups or as a team, so there's a lot of carryover. So people understand what other people are doing a lot of times, especially in the fullback, tight end, running back area. A lot of those are the same job, just depends on which personnel group we're in and who does it. So they're all pretty familiar with a certain assignment, whichever one of them has to do it.
Harrison is he's a little short maybe for the prototype, for an end-of-the-line player. How does he not overcome that, but how does he play to his, does his height help him in that role where maybe he doesn't have as long arms maybe as the prototype end of the line play?
Well, he's been playing it for a long time. He's been pretty successful doing it, so he's found things that work for him.
Like a Doomerville, is that a good comparison? Or I know you never coached Doomerville, but a shorter guy.
Yeah, I don't know. No, I mean, I don't really see those two the same.
When you see players like that, that maybe kind of buck the trend in terms of their stature, though, whether it's no matter how you'd be analyzing a player to potentially add to your team, does it make, when you see examples like that, does it make you rethink, you know, when you're scouting, whether it's college guys or free agents?
Good football players come in all different shapes and sizes, so I think there's certainly a higher percentage of certain size, speed, size, height, weight, speed ratios that correlate to certain positions, higher than others. So that's what's playing in the league. That's basically what's playing on our team. Are there exceptions to every position and every rule? Yeah, sure.
Thoughts on Cam Fleming and his preparedness and ability to step in at right tackle?
He's done a good job for us. Yeah, as he always has. He's done a good job for us. He's played left tackle. He's played right tackle. He's played some other positions, guard, tight end, stuff like that. But when he's played tackle, he's consistently done a good job for us. That's been all 4 years. More at right than left, but he's played left too. Played left against Arizona last year. For Nate, and Thought he played well again against Buffalo last week. He's a good run blocker. He's a big guy. He's strong. He's hard to get around. But he definitely is that player that might not play for a while, and then you put him in there and plays pretty good. Yeah, fortunate we have him. Depth of tackle this year is important. All four of those guys really have played. I mean, Marcus is obviously out now, but L.A. and Cam, Nate, they've all played good for us when they've played. And we've needed them all.
Coach, are there any special precautions you're taking to keep the players safe during the cold? I mean, with temperatures down, 5-10 degrees.
It's nothing more important than the health and safety of our team, so we always take that into consideration. Can't play football without football players. So.
Bill, you mentioned that Petty has the capability to be a pretty mobile quarterback. How similar is he to McCown, I guess, in that regard? Because he's obviously a mobile guy.
That type of player. Mm-hmm. He makes some plays with his feet. He extends plays with his legs. He's got a good arm, can throw the ball. Can make all the throws, but he can extend plays, or he can run for yardage, either one. Got a long stride. He eats up ground. Like McCown, eats up a lot of yards in a hurry.
Not necessarily designing things for him to use his feet, but he can.
It's, I'd say, about the same as McCown. They have some roll-out plays, some sprint-out plays, some bootleg plays, part of their offense. I think they're looks to me like they're comfortable running with whoever the quarterback is. I don't think they're necessarily designed for one guy or another. They're just it's part of their offense. They call them, they run them, whoever's in there. But he can do that. It's no problem. He runs well. Very athletic. He's got good quickness and good feet in the pocket. Hard guy to tackle. Big, strong guy. See the lineman bounce off him a little bit in pass rush. Get a hand on him. He just shrugs him off and steps up and runs or throws. He's a good athlete. Strong kid.
Do you think of the coolest games you've been a part of over your career? Is there one that immediately jumps to your mind?
Yeah, there's a few. We'll see how it goes here.
Final question?
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thanks.